This is a special occasion in parliamentary democracy.
What a disgraceful position you adopt.
The Minister will adjourn his seat.
You've been warned twice, that's your last warning.
Children, working mums, and Malcolm Turnbull's father. Those were the very important people in federal politics today. To explain more, I'm very grateful to have sitting in our Parliament House studio the national political editor for news.com.au, Malcolm Farr. Malcolm Farr, always good to have you on.
Thank you, Patricia. Great to be here.
Now, when Bill Shorten announced his childcare policy yesterday, he said that mums have the second job in the family because they're the ones organising childcare. Now, Nationals deputy leader Fiona Nash was very fiery in her response today.
I think Bill Shorten's disgraceful comments yesterday about saying that men were having to look to their little women to look after childcare were simply appalling. That is prehistoric language.
Now, Bill Shorten stood by his comments today. Were his comments offensive? Was he just describing an inconvenient truth? What do you make of it?
I think he was just saying what the situation is. And dare I say it, there was a touch of faux outrage coming from the coalition. And they were struggling to do it, so much so that Senator Nash had to add the little women line. Obviously not something that Bill Shorten said. Look, Tanya Plibersek came out and laid out what's happening at the moment. There's something like 42% of women with children aged under five don't work. 10% of men with children aged under five don't work. Women spend roughly, on average, twice as much time with the children of a family than their father does. It is a plain fact that at the moment, the weight of childcare largely is put on women. And this is changing and has changed over the last two generations, but still it's largely on women, and there have to be policies there to assist them, not just for a social reason that women should get back to their workforce when they can, but an economic reason. We need these people in there, these women in there being productive.
That's right. Well, then they start paying taxes, don't they? So it's kind of circular. Yep. I spoke to Ben Phillips from the ANU just not very long ago, actually, about the merits of both of the policies. I don't want to make you go through the details, but which one I wouldn't possibly do that to you. But which one do you think is politically stronger? Because I'll just put it out there. The Labor one has no losers. They've gone for a no-loser policy, whereas the Liberal Party does have losers. You know, it tapers down, particularly for higher-income families.
Look, I think Labor is attractive, even though your guest, who would know much more about this than I said it was probably slightly more complex than the coalition proposal. But there are going to be some questions about it, not least where the money's coming from. Secondly, why isn't it means tested? And these are going to be, I think, quite telling questions over the next couple of weeks. But look, it is one of those kitchen table issues, the sort of thing that families talk about around the kitchen table when they're having a cup of tea. Childcare is a biggie, and voters will be pleased, particularly young family age voters will be pleased that Labor is taking some strides in that direction with a fair bit of dough.
Yeah, absolutely. And well, we know the answer too. We don't have to sort of guess what the policy is. We've got both of them on the table. Let's just stick to family matters. And there's been plenty said about Malcolm Turnbull's online video tribute to his father. He was asked about it today in a press conference today by Seven's Mark Riley.
It's important to honour your parents, Mark. It's important to honour your father. I was brought up by my father. He taught me so many things. Some of them I talked about in that video. He taught me how to cook, not with great talent, I hasten to add, but competently. He taught me how to iron competently.
What do you make of this, Mel? I mean,
it's very strange, isn't it? Look, it's either a subtle virgin.
Because other politicians have brought back the personal.
Well, yeah, but this is a different version of what I call log cabinitis, which is particularly virulent around election time in the United States, where candidates tell their story as a child and all the hardship they've been growing up. This is more about an emotional situation rather than a material one when Malcolm Turnbull was young. And I don't doubt that he loved his father. I don't doubt his father took tremendous efforts to look after him. I don't doubt the sincerity of his story at all. But because it's in the middle of an election campaign, you have to try and pull that electioneering gauze away from it to see exactly what he was up to. And I'm still not sure. Either it is a variation of log cabinitis with the emphasis on the emotional history of the man, or he's saying, listen, we're talking about women and how terrific they are as mothers. Men are very nurturing too. I mean, you got to love your father, and this is what my father did. I'm just not sure. I don't think it's him trying to say, I grew up poor, so, you know, I'm like one of you guys. You know, I'm just a... I was just a low-income slob too. I don't think he's trying to make that point.
It is partly about not saying I'm just as, you know, poor as everyone else, but that he wasn't raised privileged with a silver spoon. I mean, he did actually, yeah. And also the loss of his mother who moved away at a young age. That is difficult.
Yeah, but as I say, it's an emotional evaluation of his youth, not really a material one, even though he does say, oh, we, you know, had to rent a flat. As a lot of people have pointed out, his father died leaving him $2 million and a fair few properties as well. But you know, situations change during a lifetime, so that doesn't mean that times weren't tough for the two Turnbull chaps early on. But you do just get the idea that this is more about sentiment and feeling than whether, you know, he had to have gravel for breakfast.
I love how you framed that. You're fantastic. Thank you, Mel, as always. It's always fun talking to you.
Pleasure, ma'am. See ya.
See ya. And that is the national political editor for news.com.au, Malcolm Farr. And along with Dennis Atkins, he's one half of the Two Grumpy Hacks Politics podcast.